with your hosts, Angela Breyer-Stevenson and Jan Mulligan on Channel Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are in the world. It is me, Angela Breyer-Stevenson, and we are here once again on a Monday together, listening in all about health and well-being here on channelradio.co.uk. Yes, it's Who Cares Wins and it's Health and Well-being Show every Monday live in the studio here. And of course, we don't have any guest presenters, but I'm working on it because dear Jan, she is unfortunately now working hard. So if you're listening back later then Jan, so we do miss you. And I know she'll be back in the studio as soon as she can. But in the meantime, if you want to get hold of us and talk to us or tweet us or tell us anything about health and well-being events or shows, activities, or just a hint or a tip from your own experience in life, then you can let us know via Twitter on @CaresWins. You can also, if you wish, post a comment on the Facebook, which is Who Cares Wins Radio Show. And of course, the telephone is live and kicking. So if you want to ring us, the telephone number is 01303 874 998. Email is studio@whocareswinsradio.co.uk. So that's how to get hold of us. And more importantly, I want to say a big, big thanks. I'm so excited and I'm going to try and stay calm and breathe and stay connected to the ground. But I am really, really excited because finally I get to meet Miriam McGuirk. Hello, Miriam. Thank you for joining me in the studio.
Hello, Angela, the pleasure is all mine.
I've got some competition.
Okay. We've waited 2 years for this.
We have waited 2 years. And it is a delight to have you. It really is. And we've got so much to get through.
We've got so much
to catch up on and talk about. And we've also got to announce, I'm even more excited about that, the winner, yes, we do have one, folks, a winner of our Inspire competition,
which has
been fabulous. We've had wonderful loads of entries, Miriam and Chris. Thank you, Chris, for joining me in the studio. Chris, you're doing Periscope. You're doing Twitter. You are going to assist us, Miriam, myself, in anything else within the studio today. So my delight, Chris, and my heartfelt gratitude for helping me out today on the show.
My pleasure. Good morning.
Brilliant. And I know you're a bit poorly, so we will tread gently.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes.
We'll. And so, of course, yes, there's so much to catch up on. And we will tease you, ladies and gentlemen. We will tease you. And the winner will be announced towards the end of the show because we thought we'd just stretch it out a little bit longer. But, of course, I don't know if you're aware, Miriam, but today, the 1st of February, 2016, is actually the start of National Storytelling Week.
How apt, Angela.
How appropriate.
Who knew?
Did you plan that?
Of course.
So yes, folks, it is National Storytelling Week. If you want to know more, you need to go to a website which is as follows. It is S for sugar, F for Freddy, S for sugar, .org.uk / and then it's National-Storytelling-Week. And it's all about, over the last 24 years, the Society for Storytelling has achieved much in its mission for the promotion of oral tradition of storytelling, the very first way of communicating life's experiences and the creative imagination. So National Storytelling Week takes place in storytelling clubs, theatres, museums, schools, hospitals, in fact, anywhere, care homes. So if you're doing anything on Storytelling Week, let us know at @CaresWins on Twitter. So I just thought, yes, very appropriate, Miriam, that
thank you for mentioning that.
Do you love a story?
I love a story and I love to tell a story. And being Irish, I hear that we are natural storytellers.
Of course.
So in terms of today, you can let me know later, Angela, whether that has worked or not.
Absolutely, it has. And of course, I'm excited because I have to admit, Miriam, that I haven't completely finished your book that you kindly let me have. Very much gratitude to you for sending those through. So I am partway through, but not complete yet. So you will need to explain maybe some of the information in there today. Mm-hmm. But I don't want you to give it all away because obviously our listeners, if you haven't won, and you'll know later if you have, but if you haven't, I still do highly, 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 highly recommend you go buy the books because they are amazing. And they just also make you reflect on your life and what's going on for you and perhaps how you can change things too. So they're really inspirational.
Fantastic. Thank you, Angela.
You are so welcome.
I just wanted to mention, you've talked about story. This is Storytelling Week. It's also, did you know this?
Probably not.
It's also in Ireland today. And for all your lovely Irish listeners.
There's probably tons.
And those curious to know, today in the Celtic calendar, it is St. Bridget's Day.
St. Bridget's Day.
And what does that mean? Well, in mythology, it was considered to be the official first day of spring. And St. Bridget, seemingly, she looks after a lot of people and a lot of areas of our lives. So let's hope that she's walking past all of us listeners today.
Indeed.
And also we in the studio.
I'm sure she's here somewhere. Well, there's Irish connections in my family, as we were alluding to before we were on live on the show. So there's definitely an Irish link. And also, may I say, my heartfelt condolences to Terry Wogan's family and friends.
Yes.
Sad, sad day to hear of his passing. But also, again, it just, for me, brings back wonderful childhood memories to think of him and to listen to him on the radio. He was such a fabulous guy.
Yeah.
So, again, with the Irish fans, our condolences out there to you all and to friends and family. But also, Terry Wogan, may you rest in peace. Because I think you've deserved a rest because of the hard work that he did.
He gave so much to people. It was almost that he was an extended part of our family.
Yeah.
We used to listen to his morning program, his breakfast program.
Yeah, we did.
It was just part of the day, and you were eased gently into your day.
You were.
No matter how you were feeling when you got up. And his humour as well.
Oh, fantastic.
Superb.
And I know there's a lot on Twitter going around with his humour in relation to the Eurovision as well, and the lovely quotes there.
Oh, the humour, the dry humour. I mean, that alone, it didn't matter about who was actually singing on stage from what country. And he really did fly the flag for Ireland. Bless his heart.
He did indeed.
Fabulous.
So, and of course, Channel Radio did at the weekend do a wonderful tribute to David Bowie. If you didn't get a chance to tune in on Saturday, they did a fantastic tribute to David Bowie with all sorts of presenters involved. So if you didn't catch it, go to channelradio.co.uk. You'll see on the homepage there is a link there for you to listen back to the wonderful tribute show that they did. It was fantastic. So yes, Jan, we miss you, but there is a quote from Jan which we're going to share now before I may go into your really sort of where have we been since 2 years, Miriam, and you've been on the show. But I know that Jan, bless her, can't obviously compete for the competition as being a member of Who Cares Wins radio show. That's a bit of a cheat if she wins. But she did send in a quote, and Miriam, we loved it, didn't we? Because again, we thought with the Irish theme.
That's right.
So would you kindly read it out, please?
I will, and thank you so much, Jan, of taking the time to do this. And it's headed up, and may I say, it's actually surrounded by a green print.
A green border.
A green border. Very Irish. So it starts off with the heading, Irish philosophy. There are only two things to worry about. Either you are well or you are sick. If you are well, then there is nothing to worry about. If you are sick, there are two things to worry about. Either you will get well or you will die. If you get well, there is nothing to worry about. If you die, there are two things to worry about. Either you will go to heaven or hell. If you go to heaven, there is nothing to worry about. But if you go to hell, you'll be so damn busy shaking hands with your friends, you won't have time to worry. So why worry?
Oh,
isn't that the best?
That's wonderful.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Jan.
Jan, I am going to send you a little something, a little surprise just based on that, because I know you can't enter the competition.
Bless
but thank you for thinking of us.
Yes, and we do miss her, but I know that 2 years ago, it's quite weird in a way that 2 years ago, Miriam, nearly, you were on this show and I couldn't be here because I was unfortunately travelling down under.
I know.
And now Jan can't be here. So it's quite bizarre, actually, how things have worked out.
Yes.
But if we may just spend a few moments, albeit brief moments, to just catch up with you, albeit briefly. But 2 years ago, you said to me earlier in the green room that appearance with Jan and Kerry Hales, bless
her,
she was
lovely,
with us too.
Kerry Hales.
There's a few things that have happened since then.
A lot of things have happened. Well, firstly, I was absolutely thrilled, you know, to come on the show, Channel Radio, because actually it all started at Channel Radio, in truth.
It did, didn't it? With the Business Bunker show?
The Business Bunker show, starting to listen to Paul and Jules.
And Jules.
From up the mountain in Turkey.
Yes.
And I used to joke that our rescue dog, Selena, who was only a puppy then, used to hold the aerial so that I could tune in to the Business Bunker show. And actually, it was Jules who said, why don't you connect with Angela?
Ah,
and then, of course, you were away.
That's right.
I walked in that day to do the show. I will be honest with you. I was like the rabbit with the headlights on. And it was a little bit like that for me.
Sure.
Because I had only recently come out of 17 years in isolation. I was in a cocoon.
Yeah.
It was some cocoon. But
yes, indeed. As you'll learn from the book.
I did. That's right. But walked in that day, Jan and Kerry could not have been more welcoming.
Oh, good.
And yes, we went through the kind of format or whatever, and we thought about the things that we would talk about. And do you know, within 10 minutes of being live on air, we threw the...
Out it went.
All the paperwork, any kind of notes and ideas, and we just started to talk and connect.
Yes.
And out of that, that was really cathartic for me. Yeah. I so enjoyed it. I was on such a high.
Oh.
And I came away, and I didn't even realize at the time, but I really knew then, if I can do a show like that,
yes,
I can make other changes.
Yes.
And over the course of the next few months, I actually decided, for the first time in 20 years, I felt I was ready to start writing in my name and my voice.
Oh.
And also on that show, I spoke about ME.
You did.
Whereas prior to that, I skirted around, I hid. I didn't really want to speak with it because it had sat on my shoulders for 17 years.
Yes.
And walking away, I thought, actually, it felt okay.
Mm.
So,
and for those listeners who are tuned in, who perhaps haven't followed all the Twitter and all the wonderful social media activity around you, quite importantly, but just for our listeners to explain, ME is?
ME, myalgic encephalomyelitis.
Myalgic encephalomyelitis.
I'm having a...
Wow, thank you, Chris.
Yeah.
I'm not going to repeat that.
Well, do you know, I was recently recording Shattered Dreams and Scorpions at Midnight, A Search for Sanctuary. And when I came to that, I've always been able to say it. And I had to... That was the one thing I had to keep repeating. Yes.
But it is an illness of the immune system?
The whole immune system had broken down.
Yeah.
What had happened was... we talked about fog.
Mm.
What had happened was I had actually worked in a lab for a number of years, and I was told I had brucellosis, which is what's in animals.
Right.
But that actually is like an undulant fever or a malaria. And I was told I was tested positive for that. But actually, what happened with me, they just told me to go and have a nice life.
Mm.
And so I carried on, and I carried on for another 20 years.
Cracky.
600 miles an hour, adrenaline.
At least, yes.
And I can remember going to all kinds of wonderful complementary therapists, and one of which was Shiatsu, and the lady's name is Ubi.
Mm.
And she said to me, I do not know how you're even breathing, because there's nothing there. There is no energy. And I didn't know what to do.
Mm.
So
mm.
I just carried on with what I'd always done, because I was a career woman. I had run various businesses. And it wasn't that recognized then.
No, it wasn't. I know my sister, she has a very mild form of ME. She had she had ME, which just literally knocked her for six.
Mm.
When she was effectively burning the candle at both ends, working in London, coming home, commuting, getting
crazy
up the next
hours.
Morning, going to do the horses, then going to work. So I think, again, the whole sort of the body just said enough is enough. So it's not so extreme as yours. She now has to, yes, watch her sleep patterns. But in those days, we're going back to 1986, 87, maybe a little bit later.
Yeah.
But it was, there was a label about the yuppie flu.
That's right. That's how it started. And people used to dismiss it and say, because of what was happening in the 80s anyway, in the stock exchange and
that's in
the city, everything took off.
Yeah.
So people were burning the candle at both ends.
Mm.
And I suppose I just never knew what it was like just to stop and be.
Yeah.
And you and I can relate to that.
We can indeed.
So I kept going. But what happened was, yes, it was total burnout.
Yeah.
Eventually, nature takes over. Nature will whisper, but eventually nature will let you know. It'll trip you up every which way.
Yes, it does.
And that's exactly what happened to me. And I had collapsed many times. And actually,
that's what's in the book, isn't
it?
Book, the,
that was very cathartic as well, because for the first time ever, because it started being on Who Cares When Show, I actually decided I needed to let my audience in, to bring my readers on a journey that was deeper.
Yeah.
Let them get to know me, the real story, the real backstory. Of, because otherwise, why did I go to Turkey?
Yes.
Why did I end up writing short stories for Turkey? So the very first part of the book, Shattered Dreams and Scorpions at Midnight, A Search for Sanctuary, talks about me finally collapsing.
Yeah.
And at that point, the one of my great doctors then, who sadly ended up with Crohn's disease and retired, but he said to me one of the reasons why mine was so, he'd never come across ME in that chronic form, because to that stage it had never been diagnosed.
No.
And there's such crossovers as well. So at that point, my whole system, everything had broken down.
Mm.
And for example, within weeks, I'd had to have something like five operations. Nothing was working.
Crikey.
And you talked about sleep patterns. Mm. Sleep was totally up.
All over the place.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Absolutely.
I'm sure.
Hyped, adrenaline. And also the shock to the system, because I just collapsed and that was it. And I knew it was the beginning of the end. And that was only 6 months after Chris and I had got married.
And if I may, Chris, just to bring you in, because I will have a little music break in a moment, just to let people just allow that to digest as well, because I know we're throwing lots of information at you. But Chris, from my experience of being a sort of a carer, albeit a shorter version of being a carer, and obviously my husband's is a lot better than he was, that must have been for you, just being on the other side of the fence. I know that's a lovely phrase people use, but it must have been, what's going on here? Do I know what's going on here?
Yes, I think I'm not aware that I actually sat back at any given time and thought, what is happening here?
No.
We got married. Miriam collapsed in, I think it was April 97. Well, you have to deal with it.
Yeah.
And I think it's fair to say that probably until late 1999, when Miriam decided one day that she was going to throw all the chemical tablets away and go down a natural route.
Yes.
I didn't understand it. At that, you know, it was still known as yuppie flu.
Yes.
There were crossovers. Some people are saying chronic fatigue. Some people are saying ME. The chronic fatigue in my experience and understanding is a much milder form.
Mm.
We weren't, there wasn't the medical understanding.
No.
Of what ME, was about.
Mm.
And so, Miriam was treated for depression.
Well, of course.
Big
label again.
Exactly. And of course that then you're sent down the chemical route.
Mm.
But then the best part was actually, I think my attention was drawn to Miriam's health challenge when she finally threw the chemical tablets away. And then we started to discuss it. And then, I mean, it took me years to understand it. It really did. And now, nearly 20 years, well, 18 years on, yes, I have a very good understanding.
Yeah.
And I would say, this to anybody who's living with a partner, a wife, a husband, or a child ME, we would be more than happy to offer the hand of support.
Mm,
because there is a huge lack of understanding out there, even of ME.
Yes.
Let alone from the carer's perspective.
That's right.
And this is something I want to...
You are on the outside, and I know from my personal experience of just... he obviously hasn't got ME, but obviously his whole conditions of looking at somebody who you care and adore and love and not being able to help and not being able to do anything and
make it okay.
And they often
make
don't
it
know.
Okay. Yeah,
absolutely.
And that's another reason I decided as well to come out as Miriam McGurk and to talk about ME and fibromyalgia, because it's my chance to share with people.
Mm.
And I'm not a mentor. I'm not an expert. I'm not claiming to be anything, but I can share my experiences.
Yeah,
I can talk about what
really
helped
inspirational.
Me. And
it
I can
is.
Talk about what helped turn my life around and what now works for me.
Yeah.
And even if someone even listening today gets one thing that helps them and supports them, then, or even what Chris has just commented on,
from that side,
then my
of the
goodness
perspective.
Me. So yeah. Absolutely, that is the way forward.
Now, you have chosen this next song, Miriam, because it's Hold Back the River, by James Bay. It's one of your many songs that you sent through that you wanted, and I found for you.
Thank you so much.
But
Angela,
you do, you said, again, there's a sort of a link as to why you've chosen it.
It resonates with me for the simple reason that in Turkey we talk about hayat, which is life, but we also talk about the river. And for me, no matter what boulders, stones, pebbles you will put in the way of a stream, a river, water, it will find a way to move forward.
It does.
And when I hear it, I think, yeah, we know you can't hold back the river, much as we might like to. It's like holding back time, isn't it? We can't.
Do that.
But what we can do is embrace it. And also, I think it's a little lesson to us that everything changes. If we let go, everything will just flow as it needs to.
That's very true. That big letting go, isn't it? Big key lesson that many of us, I'm sure, need to be reminded of. So thank you for that, Miriam. Let's enjoy and sit back and listen, and we'll be back in touch for more discussions with Miriam and the lovely Chris in a minute.
Try to keep you close to me, but life got in between. Tried to square, not be in there, but said that I should have been. Hold back the river, let me look in your eyes. Hold back the river so wide. Stop for a minute and see where you hide. Hold back the river, hold back. Once upon a different life, we rub our bikes into the sky. But now we call again. Time, those distant days are flashing by. Hold back the river, let me look in your eyes. Hold back the river, so each other. Lonely water, lonely water, won't you let us wander, let us hold each other. Hold back the river, let me look in your eyes. Hold back the river so high. Stop for a minute and be by your side. Hold back the river, hold back. Hold back the river, let me
Who Cares Wins, with your hosts, Angela Breyer-Stevenson and Jan Mulligan, on Channel Radio.
It is me, Angela Breyer-Stevenson. So that was Hold Back the River, which we try to do. But as Miriam, lovely, lovely Miriam McGuirk here in the studio, is telling me and reminding me and reminding us all that sometimes we need to let go, because the holding on is perhaps what's causing the stress and the frustration. So you are listening to Who Cares Wins on channelradio.co.uk. And of course, it is all about health and well-being on our shows. And more importantly, our guests are the key to this show's success. Miriam, you've been such a great supporter of Who Cares Wins. So I am delighted to have you here in the studio, just on that note alone. And also your lovely partner in crime, Chris. So thank you both for being here. Now, we were talking just before that music break about almost the experience that you had, and the, you know, Emmy was really this brick wall, stopped you dead in your tracks, and almost was the lesson from life to say, stop, you need to change.
Yes.
And the whole sort of emotions and sort of, you know, what's going on, and rabbit in the headlights for that sort of side of things.
Yes.
But from that, being on the show, you mentioned you'd been on Business Bunker, you've been on Who Cares Wins almost now 2 years ago.
Yes.
And you said that that really started, you'd highlighted that you decided, no, I'm going to write in my name, Miriam McGuirk. I want people to know who I am and my story.
Yes.
So you then changed your angle or your decision, didn't you, from
yes.
there?
Yes, yes. Everything changed, actually. Mm. And once I made that decision, I started to put it out there. Mm. I was looking for a publishing company that were going to get me, understand me, and go on the journey with me and fly the flag of how I was now writing. So that was February, March, those decisions, and I put out the feelers, and I'm a great believer what we focus on, that's what happens.
That's what
comes back. In August of 2014, Richard Hagen, who's one of the directors of Empower Publishing, we were slotted in for a half an hour meeting. And I think it was over 2 hours later, we shook hands.
Wow.
And as Empower Publishing, Richard Hagen walked away, I knew.
You knew.
Another door was going to open.
That's fantastic.
And it did. And we signed a contract in October 2014, I got back into my cave and I started to write Shattered Dreams and Scorpions at Midnight, A Search for Sanctuary. And that was the first book.
Yes.
And then the second book.
Yes.
A lot of work, a lot of hours, but what a joy and what a pleasure. And I could not have done it without the help of Empower.
Mm.
But also, it's really important to say that once you decide to publish a book or books, two books in 2015, it becomes the we, because we're not, I couldn't have done
that. You couldn't have done it alone. No
way. And, out of that, so the two books, the first, Shattered Dreams, Scorpions at Midnight, A Search for Sanctuary, where I take you on a journey with short stories of lots of fun adventures of how it was time for change. Mm-hmm. Because living with ME in the UK at that time, life wasn't working.
Mm-hmm.
But by letting go, accepting my new surroundings, learning everything I could about the culture and the simplicity and how we can make life challenging for
and
ourselves.
And also something I picked up on there about and seeking help.
Yes.
And asking others for help.
Asking for the help, which I had never done.
Yeah.
Which I didn't know how.
So, I don't know about the cultures around the world and the globe, but especially in the UK, there is this hesitancy. I won't say that we won't do it, but there is a hesitancy to often feel
afraid.
Asking for help is a good thing. We don't necessarily value and see it as that. And talking of support, I know, Chris, you've been, bless you, you've been whizzing up and down the Twitter feed line for me. And we do have some wonderful tweets out there that, again, just shows the power of your books, the message, the medium.
Yes.
We've got a few, and some of them we know, don't we, Chris?
Yes, well, we have Liz White from White Word Media, who's been retweeting and is listening to the show.
Oh, fantastic.
Kent Fine Foods are retweeting. Terence Gorman Brilliant. From New York. And I've got to know Terence over the last 6 months via Twitter. Wonderful man. He's retweeting.
Great.
Someone called Uncover Mindfulness.
Oh, I say.
Liked your tweet. And another lady called Ashling O'Regan.
Oh, yes. And we're getting some followers from that as well. That's brilliant. And Jules Serkin. She's retweeting. Bless her.
And Kevin Willett.
Yeah, and Channel Radio, of course, and Dalila Webb. Oh, it's wonderful. Yes. And that's the kind of support, again, to just the value that this... And I think that's where, especially with Who Cares Wins, I love when people have that little personal story, that's actually what's almost selling your work or your service or your product, rather than just coming on and selling the product and going home.
It's also, as we were saying, it's about building relationships.
Yes.
And because of the relationships that we have now built, even in the last year, and we all support each other and help each other.
That's right.
And you've been an incredible support all the way through, Angela. Yes, you have.
Oh, bless you.
With your retweets, your comments, your Facebook, your sharing, and it means so much. It really means so much.
I think for me, and I'm hoping that our listeners are of the same thinking, that this show and my outlook on life is that if I can signpost people, if I can give them some sort of offering that might give them I hadn't thought about that, or, oh, that would be a great person to connect with. Thank you so much. It's almost that introduction.
Yes.
It's not... I sort of came from a world that it was all about me. It's all about me. It's all about me. And it's so not.
Yes. And even in writing, it's not about me. Mm. It's the journey that I wish to take.
But it's the wonderful lesson. I mean, I've only just started to dip into it, but it's the wonderful almost lessons that you're learning by reading Miriam's story.
Yes.
I mean, even, you know, literally Miriam starts, you open the book and she starts, you know, Miriam, are you okay in there? And she's actually, you're thrown right in to that event back in, where is it?
97.
April 97. And you then are taken on that journey with Miriam. So you almost then start to have a little understanding and appreciation and awareness. But also I truly believe there's this underlying, it almost as if it's like someone tapping you on the shoulder saying, and so what does that mean for you?
Exactly.
And how does that link for you?
Yes.
And the pocket full of inspiration.
Yes.
Well,
that was
the clue
natural.
In the title. Yes. Put it in your pocket.
That's right. That's right. Angela, Out of Shattered Dreams and Scorpions at Midnight, the main book, A Search for Sanctuary, came a pocket full of inspiration because it just flowed out of it. I was living in an inspiring area up a mountain.
Yes.
Untouched for hundreds of years. Oh. This mountain retreat and the people around me helped me turn my life around. And even though the original stories are funny and humorous or whatever.
Sure.
There is a deep, deep message. And I really felt, and with my publishers and creative director, Martin Pentecost, that a pocket full of inspiration was just a natural progression of this.
It is.
It is. Yeah. And so whether people want to carry it, as you say, in their pocket.
Well, I think they should. I'm sorry. And if they don't, I'm sending the boys round because that's just
send Chris round. Send superhero round.
Yeah, we will.
Or, you know, what some people might like to do if they're having a tough day or they're just not sure what to do is you pull out one of these, maybe just even looking at the photographs. And may I say.
I love the pictures.
Many of the photographs. Chris and myself took those photographs.
A personal. It's not just something out of website somewhere.
And, you know, whatever people, however they choose to use the book, whether it's just reflecting on the pictures or the quotes or just carrying it with them on the days where they just need to just have a different way of thinking. It's for them.
It's almost for me. And I those that follow me or know me a little bit more and my mindfulness approach to life and the mindfulness practices that we adopt, that almost this can be like a mindfulness bell.
Yes.
It can actually be something that you choose to take out of your bag, your wallet, your pocket, your backpack, whatever you've got.
Yes.
And choose to use that as your mindfulness bell. And what I mean by that, listener, is that it's like a bell that goes off and it's, I'm just going to open the book wherever it falls. What page does it open? I'm going to read the quote that's in there, which I've just literally done. So I shall read the quote for you. What might have been is not what makes us who we are today.
Love it. Yeah.
And then there's a little detail in there, but
I know
a little story from Miriam.
It's the background of one of the stories. Yeah.
read that quote, and then even if you spend 20 seconds, just let that almost just sink into your being. How does it rest? How does it fall? Has it reminded you of something? Has it resonated in a way that you've had a thought, a ha-ha moment? Yeah. And then carry on your day. But it just is a way of perhaps just
a reminder and stopping.
Stop for a moment, as you said earlier.
Give yourself that time. Yeah. 5 minutes, 10 minutes. We need it.
Now, we can get hold of books, and we're going to talk about that later, aren't we?
We are.
Yes.
And also to say, as we speak, in the next few weeks, I shall be starting to write. I'll be back in my writer's cave, in my zone.
In Turkey.
Starting, I'm here till April.
Oh, okay.
But no excuses. I have my little writing cave here as well. I shall be writing the next book. I have already recorded the main book, Shattered Dreams and Scorpions at Midnight.
Yes, the audio book.
The audio book. That will be out later in the week. The book that I haven't started writing yet, the next in the series, that will be launched by the end of the year and published, thanks to Empire Publishing.
Wow.
And the plan is to go to Boston in September 2016.
Yes,
exciting.
And that's you and Chris.
Yes, that's both
very
of us.
Much so.
That's right. Chris, can we tell our listeners a little bit about that project?
Yes, we can. Chris, do you want to come in here?
Thank you. Our marketing strategists in the States had been watching what we were doing. They worked very closely with us.
Mm.
And they realized that Miriam mentioned earlier on that we have an opportunity to share with the medical profession in Boston what it is like to live with the health challenge of ME and fibromyalgia, both from the person who has the health challenge and from my perspective as a carer. So what we're looking to do is
I'm interrupting you because also it's about a carer slash, you know, almost all your hats you wear, Chris. So carer, husband, there's
manager.
All sort of hats.
He's also
manager
my manager.
So it's from all of those angles, all those those perspectives.
Yes, that is true. Mm. So they said, well, look, there's another opportunity here. So what we're looking to do is, and we had our first meeting this week, discussing with possible sponsorship, is we are looking to go to Boston for about 4 to 6 weeks from the beginning of September.
Wow.
To talk to medical, to be in front of medical, the medical profession, to talk about how the complementary, the natural way, can support, people with ME and fibromyalgia. Also, to talk to, restaurants, chefs, people like these food chains, because Miriam also has food intolerances, terrible food intolerances, about discussing with them to put special menus together. So that's the idea. And for me also to get in front of people on my own as well. And just to see how we can share and help.
That's great.
Because the meeting we had earlier on in the week with a company, the gentleman that is the CEO of the company is a medical scientist himself, and he said, you know, Miriam, I have a huge admiration for you after 2 hours, because he said, it's people like you that bring to our attention these issues and health challenges, and that spurs us on to come up with something that will support you.
And, you know, I've had another idea for a book, which may already be in your list of to-dos but my idea for a book, so you hear it here first on Who Cares Wins, I won't take any royalties, I promise, is that perhaps there is a recipe health food book coming out.
Yes.
Because wouldn't it be lovely, as you said there, Chris, about restaurants, food chains, wouldn't it be lovely that I go into a restaurant and I don't just see that I am, whether I'm vegetarian or whether I have intolerances.
Sweet-free.
Wouldn't it be nice to, rather than just see a little asterisk at the bottom that is my menu.
Mm.
Wouldn't it be nice to either have a whole menu to myself or to actually just have a whole page
that
is for gluten-free or for
wheat-free.
Simply have
I keep away from the cow, for example.
So wouldn't that be lovely?
I agree.
That's our new world.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah, that is because I have adapted recipes, right, you know, from Turkey and from here.
Great.
My business for 15 years was
so the content's already there.
It's already there. and what we're doing is what we are calling an ecosystem.
Yes.
So it's the branches on the tree all reaching out into all these areas that I know I'm so excited that I can write about.
Yeah.
So it started with Tales from Turkey, but actually
it's evolved. All, it really has. Yeah.
And it will continue to evolve. You're absolutely right, Angela.
It will. And you need to keep us posted along the way.
Don't you worry.
We'll be shouting about it. So that's from September. Disappearing
that's in September.
Off.
Yeah.
Can I clarify? Because our listener may be looking at tweets or looking at Facebook. Do you have a set time where you split yourself between Turkey and the UK?
Yes, I do.
You do?
And normally what happens, last year was not the norm, but normally what happens is I actually go and to Turkey middle of April. And normally I stay there till the end of July because the temperatures go up 40, 50 degrees.
Wow.
So I then come back August, September, and the middle of September I'm back again. And then I come back in the, it's only been in the last 5 years, I've been basing myself, well, I've been based in Kent for the last 14 years. Mm-hmm. But I actually was first introduced to Kent some 20 years ago by Chris. But so I would spend from December to April in the UK.
Oh, right.
Simply because of family. And also we are 2,000 feet up a mountain in Turkey. We get a very short winter. But my God, do you know?
Really?
It's winter. And the rain just falls off that mountain. The cloud line is low. It can get very cold. It's very isolated. And power cuts and so on. So I spend time
great.
Here.
Because I would have, again, my assumption was, oh, Turkey, surely you'd be there in the winter of the UK. So it's interesting to hear that, because obviously people have that assumption, oh, Turkey, hot climate.
Always,
therefore.
Yeah, but it's not. No. But actually...
Well, where you are, especially.
Where I am, yes. Yeah. But equally, because of the natural climate and the environment and so on, we have days, it could be 60 degrees, clear blue skies, you know, 70 degrees, 75 degrees, but then the next day the thunder, the lightning storms, and then the rains come, and it is, you know, I mean, it's a real lightning show, but it's fantastic.
It's, it's amazing to watch.
It is amazing to watch. And obviously our little dog gets frightened, but it is amazing to watch. Oh. But also over a period of time, you know, I need to be online. I need power.
Yes.
Because I have a little office that looks out onto my terrace. I write every day when I'm in Turkey. I write every day when I'm here.
And you're here in Kent.
But I know that when I'm in Turkey, I would say that I'm probably more inspired.
Yeah.
Maybe Empower Publishing might say something on that, but I am more inspired because I'm there. It's happening.
Yes.
But I'm very disciplined about how I work and how,
but you have to be, surely. I know from
what works for me.
Just trying to put lesson plans and, whether it's my yoga teaching or whether it's my other job.
Yes.
You need that time and that dedication to do it and
the discipline.
But may I just, we'll have a little music break because I want to obviously give you a rest. Bless you. There's so much information. And we will be after the music break, perhaps announcing
What do you think? Maybe it's time.
I think we should do it. So we thought this was quite appropriate that we're going to have a bit of sweet inspiration by Johnny Johnson and the band. So we can sing along, we can dance along. And we will then be announcing the winner shortly of our Inspire competition.
You may not give me no heart, but you give me
Chairs Wins with your hosts, Angela Breyer-Stevenson and Jan Mulligan on Channel Radio.
Welcome back. You are an inspiration. You, the listener, are an inspiration. It is Who Cares Wins, your health and wellbeing show here on channelradio.co.uk. We are still on Twitter. We've got all sorts going on Twitter with retweets and people liking, which is wonderful. We like you liking. We are on @CaresWins on Twitter if you want to get in touch with us. Remember the phone, 01303 874 although we are fast approaching the 1 o'clock hour, which means, sadly, we will have to go home and do other things. So before we disappear, Miriam McGuirk, my wonderful, wonderful guest in the studio today, along with her great partner, Chris, who also has his own business. And I want to make sure we get both our contact details out there for you because you do such wonderful things. People need to know how to get hold of you. But let's just pause for a moment and breathe because we do need a drum roll. We need some form of music that is about inspiring others, which Miriam does, Chris does, we all do, don't we, in some way?
Angela,
even if I
you
just
do.
Smile or something.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to try.
You don't try, you do.
Now, we had an Inspire competition, which started just before Christmas. We've been announcing it every week. And you know, on Twitter, I've been hounding you and Miriam has been hounding you to tell us your quotes. Tell us what inspires you. And I just need to say a big, huge, heartfelt thanks to everybody who has entered, both from email, Facebook, from Twitter, from Carrier Pigeon, who has entered and tell us your wonderful quotes. I may put them all out. All the ones I found, I may actually just post them on Facebook or retweet them so you can see the lovely quotes that came through. But we have. It was quite hard to do.
It was
but
a tough
we have
one. It was
narrowed
a tough
it
one.
Down. Mm. We had a bit of an argy-bargy and a bit of a punch-up outside.
We did.
But we did finally decide.
Yeah. A few bruises later.
So, Miriam, we do have a winner, don't we?
Yes, definitely.
If I may just highlight, she is on Twitter if you wish to follow her. Her Twitter handle alone, I think, is inspiring. She is Smiling Claire.
Yes.
At Smiling Claire.
Yes.
And the quote that she sent us was, now are you ready? Take a breath, everyone.
Deep breath.
And take this in. Start by doing what is necessary. Then what is possible. And suddenly you are doing the impossible. Now, that is a Francis of Assisi quote. So, Claire, you can't take it completely as your own, but we didn't want you to create one. We wanted you to just tell us what
your
inspires
favorite.
You. So, Claire.
Yes, big round of applause.
You are the winner of the two most amazing books that are out there at this moment that I personally can think of. So you are going to have a wonderful little parcel winging its way to you once you get hold of us. So we will get in touch with you via Twitter. We'll do some direct messaging. But if you can, and if you're listening or if your friends are listening, go, oh, Claire, yeah. You've won. Then we need to let, you need to let us know privately your address, your yes. postal address, yes. so we can send Welcome. You the books. And I know Miriam will send you a lovely little note
yes,
to congratulate you. But again, sincere, heartfelt thanks to everyone who entered. They are some great quotes out there. We've had all sorts of people, Neville Gaunt, Kerry Hales, Tracy Shepherd, we've had Bernadette Phillips, we've had a lovely lady, Brenda Bergen, whose Twitter yes. handle is Tweet Sis Special.
Yes.
There's some great names out there.
There's some amazing
so
names.
We've had Gluten Free Kent. In fact, they're coming on the show later on in
Excellent.
The month. So there are some great quotes. We're going to retweet them all.
Yes, Mum. Yes, Mustafa. Just,
oh, yes.
Yes,
in fact, that's quite a lovely little picture he
yes,
sent with the quote on
yes,
top. So
is,
if I
yeah.
can retweet them all again,
yes.
You'll see them all go out there if you want to choose, because maybe one of those will inspire you. So again, congratulations, Claire. We need your contact details, your address, which we will direct message you so we can do it all privately, so that Miriam can send you your winning prize of both books. You get the little pocketbook of inspiration that you can pop in your pocket, or you can choose to also carry around, because it's not that big.
No.
You could carry around the other one as well, the
yes.
Scorpions
yes.
With the Search for Sanctuary. You could
yeah.
take that as well.
Yeah, the main
so
book, yeah.
Yes, no excuse. As I say, I'll send the boys around if you don't. So thank you. Lovely, lovely quotes coming around. And also thank you just for the interaction. People
yes,
have been liking
wonderful.
And
yeah.
retweeting our quotes
yeah.
And also retweeting the competition.
Yeah.
So it has been absolutely great to see such great interaction and support
yes.
All the way around the globe. So fantastic. Thank you so much. And Miriam, thank you for your gift of giving your books away to our winner.
My pleasure. My absolute pleasure. I just thought, you know, that's what it's all about, isn't it?
giving? I believe so. And I'm sure there's so many people, and yeah, especially sharing. Claire will agree with you too.
Sharing and giving.
So it will be everywhere. I'm going to plaster Claire all over LinkedIn, all over the social media that we cover with Who Cares Wins. Now, time is whizzing by. Contact details, Miriam. Yeah. But before we get to contact details, for those who haven't won and are maybe crying in a corner somewhere, I'm sorry, but fear not, because it's only a few pennies you need to go and buy your own copy.
Yes.
Where can they get hold of the book, Miriam?
Okay. Your lovely listeners can get hold of the book. It's available on Amazon.
Great.
It's also available to buy at the London Review Bookstore.
Oh, right.
At Little Mouse Books in Maidstone. Also Waterstones. And also you can download on Kindle.
Ah, so a download if people download like it, carry on their main iPads
book,
or whatever.
The main book. In terms of the pocketbook, that is definitely Amazon and Little Mouse and Waterstones.
Brilliant.
Also, if anyone wants to make contact with me, I will, and we can work out payment, whatever, I will happily send them a
maybe
a copy,
a signed copy, you see.
A signed copy,
because then they can sell your autograph on eBay in years to come. Loads of money.
And also worth mentioning as well that the audio version will be coming out this year as well. Miriam has actually recorded it.
It's recorded,
And it's
so
just going through editing. It's just going through editing.
Once it's live, don't forget, follow Miriam on Twitter, follow us on @CaresWins, but you'll see when it is available to get. Miriam, how can we get hold of you personally?
Oh, how kind. MiriamMcGurk.com or TalesFromTurkey.com and there you can check my events page, the media pages, my blog posts.
The great blogs.
Weekly blog posts. I post 2 blogs a week. And my Twitter handle, which is @_MiriamMcGurk. @Miriam_McGurk. We'll get there in a moment.
And just to clarify, listeners, McGurk is MCGUIRK.
McGurk, that's right. And also, I'm obviously on LinkedIn and I'm on my Facebook pages.
Brilliant.
So anything you need to know, go on there.
TalesFromTurkey.com is the easy one for me to remember. Because I know once I'm there,
everything comes up. And equally, MiriamMcGurk.com, it'll lead you into Tales from Turkey.
Thank you, Miriam. You're just a superstar. And Chris, can we just remind listeners, because you sitting there quietly are actually also actively involved in Miriam's work and also the marketing side of things. You mentioned earlier about the whole strategy and obviously going out to Boston. So give us a shout out for your contact details as well, because people may be inspired to talk to you directly.
Thank you. Well, you can tweet me on @ChrisConnectIt, and you can contact me by email, and that is Chris@ckcglobalmedia.com, and CKC Global Media are one of our sponsors.
Brilliant.
You know, for this year, and Channel Radio are also a sponsor as well.
Fantastic. Well, from my heart to yours, both of yours, I'd like to say a huge thank you for joining me, both support wise for the radio Who Cares Wins, but also being here in the studio with me today, and just literally, as always, scratching the surface of your stories and the inspiration that you can share with people. I really do encourage you, listener, not because she's here in front of me, she hasn't got me in some judo hold, I promise. I really do, if you do nothing else with your well-earned money, is to go out and go to Amazon or any of those links that Miriam suggested and buy these 2 very, very reasonably priced, very easy to read, accessible books, because they are just that, you know, they just open up a whole world of different perspectives and more positives that may help you make changes too. Now, next week, we have another guest on who's going to talk about all wonderful things to do with training and learning and development. It is actually Barry Lewis from JW Training. So he and I are going to get on like a house on fire again, because there's probably going to be all sorts of tales about trainers that we can share. So he's going to be joining us. He's coming down from Maidstone as well next week. So do join us, same normal time, 12 o'clock live on Channel Radio. I just want to mention a few extra events and things and remind you of what's going on. Just remember the Wrinkly Road Show. We were there in the Allington on the launch of this wonderful road show, which, yes, people think wrinklies, oh, well, it's all for people that are just staggering around not doing anything. Well, that's a load of rubbish. And I'll send the other boys around if you think that. The Wrinkly Road Show is actually about shouting about the great stuff that is available for people who are more mature. and in their mature part of life. And also for those people who are at that stage of life to also come along and shout about what they love doing and perhaps what's missing and what they'd like to see more of. So it's a two-way street. The best place to go and find out more about these shows is the Wrinkly Roadshow does have a website, which is thewrinklyroadshow.com. And you can also follow them on Twitter, which is @wrinklyr. And we will also keep retweeting, and on the Facebook, we will keep sharing their posts so you can see. Because the next one, which I'm just going to pull up here, the next one is on the 11th of March. So you've still got time if you want to exhibit or you want to perhaps visit. You can contact them, and the event is from 9:30 through to 8 p.m. It's a long day.
Yes,
but
it
you
is
can
a long day.
Drop in and out as you choose. Unless you're exhibiting, of course, then you're there all day. And it's at Lenham Community Centre in Maidstone. That's ME172QT. So if you're interested in that, then go and have a look. As I say, you have got the website. And again, I post all of this on Facebook. And then I just wanted to shout out a few awareness events and things going on. I've already mentioned, as I did at the beginning, the National Storytelling Week. Also, it is Dignity Action Day today. The hashtag on Twitter, if you've seen it, is Dad2016. And Dignity Action Day is all about giving everyone the opportunity to contribute to upholding people's rights to dignity and provide a truly memorable day for people receiving care. Dignity Action Day is aimed at anyone, whether you are a care worker, whether you are just general Joe Public. We ask everyone to get involved in their local communities to promote Dignity Action Day. If you want to know more, dignityincare.org.uk. And, of course, this week we have on Wednesday World Cancer Day, February the 4th, and also on February the 5th, which is Friday, it's actually called National Doodle Day, which I love because I love doodling.
Yes.
And that's all around epilepsy. So it's all epilepsy action and, again, raising awareness. So if you want to know more about National Doodle Day and maybe getting involved, then have a look at epilepsy.org.uk. Right. And the other one I want to make sure you know about, because they're coming on the show later on in the year, is, of course, the British Heart Foundation. And February the 5th is also the Wear It, Beat It Day. If you want to wear red, if you want to get involved, you go to the BritishHeartFoundation.org.uk and you'll find out how you can get involved in maybe raising awareness just by wearing red on February the 5th.
Fantastic.
Now, before we disappear, I'd like to play out in a moment with your The Inspiration, Miriam, by Chicago.
Yeah, oh, fantastic.
I thought, well, just to congratulate you two, but
thank
also
you.
Your job.
Thank you.
But also the book.
Thank you, Angela. But Angela,
quote.
Before you sign off, on behalf of Chris and myself, I just want to thank you for your beautiful energy this morning.
You're welcome.
Your wonderful support, and for also having myself and Chris as guests on your wonderful show. And I hope that your listeners continue to grow and develop because you give so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, you're so welcome. My pleasure. I've just opened your book, Miriam, The Pocket Full of Inspiration, and the quote I have here is, "When we find those who accept us for who we are, we find our home."
Oh, yes. That
bless
still
you,
brings
everyone.
A tear.
Have a wonderful week. Thank you for listening and retweeting us and being involved. We'll touch base with you in the week, but I'll be back in here live next Monday. Take care and have a fabulous week, everyone. Bye for now.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.